This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, I got it.
Heaven!
Damn it. Well, why don't you want to get in the bathtub?
Hillary Gump.
You and I.
This is so good.
Give me today.
Yuck, Jack.
I'm a fan of it.
Just killing. Sicario.
Hi, everybody. This is Carmen wishing you a very Merry Christmas and thanking you for being with us here today on our Christmas program.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carmen.
Hey, thanks for being here. Yeah. It's all happening.
Jingle, jangle.
You know, Caroline, you remember last week the drop at the end of the theme song was Lights, Camera, Jackson. On the 12th day of Christmas, my Best Buy gave to me, or whatever the fuck he's saying about some
Ice Age 4.
On digital and Blu-ray and VHS. And now we got Carmen doing the drop. Do you think, because they were alive at the same time for a brief moment on this earth, do you think Carmen and Lights, Camera, Jackson would have things to talk about? Would they get along? They both love cinema, it seems like. But
they do.
Otherwise, what do you
think? I think that at the very least, they would both have a lot to talk about if they started talking about the Elvis movie.
That's right. Oh, I know. Gosh, I have a whole... I mean, we can repitch Elvis to be about Carmen, right? Just like do the whole thing again. Do the push-in moment at the county fair. That's the thing. Wow. He's Italian.
He's Italian?
He's Italian? Perfect.
That would rule.
He's Italian.
Do it all. Welcome to good Christmas fun. I'm Kevin.
Woohoo, I'm Christmas Caroline.
Ho, ho, ho. We're here to have good Christmas fun on Good Christian Fun, the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture and the music and the movies and the entertainment made by, as a love letter to, and as a love letter from Christians and God and for God and by God. But we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun, and it's going to be okay. And we're going back to church. Listen, maybe... like there are what's called Creaster Christians that only go to church on Easter and Christmas. Maybe you're a Creaster GCF listener and you only listen when we do our classic run of holiday specials, when we talk about Christmas with a capital C, when we do that one VeggieTales thing with the fucking doll that came to life or whatever.
I feel like people would come for our Christmas, you know, for the Creaster for GCF would be Christmas episodes, and then Carmania, you know, that's another season. And this episode is the perfect marriage of both of those things.
Oh,
so
no.
Congrats to you guys.
You got good Christmas fun in my Carmania. You got Carmania in my good Christmas fun. What are we going to do about it? I don't know. So this is it. We found something. We found
the perfect balance.
A rare document. Celebrate Christmas, : Christmas with Carmen. We dreamed of this and it existed. All we had to do was give it a Google and there it was for us. Don't you see? It was there the whole time. But we can't talk about this 1 hour Carmen Christmas special alone. Oh, we don't need that. We need special help from a special friend of ours. Friends and folks, you may know him from our podcast or his own podcast, Good at Parties, or the most wonderful pod. Give it the hell up for Ross Kimball. Hey, pal.
Sing your praise to the Lord.
Oh, a little early.
Yeah.
There it is. There she is.
Wait, do you want me to start again?
Fan of Amy,
No. I came down the chimney a little early. That's okay.
No, Santa. I'll start again so you can get the timing better. So, you know him from this. You know him from that. You know him from over there. You know him from here. Give it the hell up for our friend, Ross Gimbo. Okay, and he's going to nail the timing now.
Wait.
Sing your praise to the Lord. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, they'll probably line up.
That'll do. That'll do. Guys, it is so good to be back. How's everyone? Merry Christmas. Happy
Sweet
New Year.
Buddy boy. It's been...
Frost Kringle, we're happy to have you back.
Hey, Frost Kringle is in the house.
Frost Kringle's
down
here.
Down the chimney, butt first.
Oh, that's so
butt first,
nice.
A little too soon.
Yeah, hey. That's kind of my MO.
Hey, I'm never late.
A little too... See, that's what I say to women all the time. A little too soon is actually on time if you grew up in a household.
Sure. If you grew up in the Houston area. Yeah.
That's right. Being early or premature is on time.
Oh,
get there
man.
Faster.
No one's going to forgive
you just
that.
Just got it there faster.
Man,
how
speaking
that
fast, bad? Jump in that car, man, and let's get going.
I'm not a car, yes. Man. I'm a car, man. That's if Carmen was in Cars 4, you know.
Don't get the Carfax. Get the car, man.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Great being on the show, guys. You can find me at TheRossKimball at Instagram.
Oh, he's already doing the lift-ups. He's still doing this credit.
Do you remember the last time you were on the show? It was over 2 years ago.
Oh, easily.
Isn't
easily.
That
pandemic.
Wild?
Yeah.
Was Charlie was around, right? Or was he just a twinkle in your eye?
I think.
A little.
I'm not sure. I don't know the date.
Kevin.
What?
You don't know how babies
First
are made.
Of all,
it's always
yeah.
an eye.
Wait,
that's how you do
wait, it.
It
comes out of the eye.
It comes from the eye.
You impregnate someone through the eye?
Out of the tear duct. It's tear duct to tear duct.
We as married people, we need to do better at educating others.
See, the thing is, after the ring ceremony, once you get married, they bring you into a room and they explain to you how babies are made.
Uh-huh.
And that's as far as I can go, Kevin. Until you
he
find the love
is
of your life.
The balls.
Sperm is in the eyes. If you want to impregnate a lady, all you got to do is cry.
Hey.
Oh, my God. This is the Christmas episode.
Man.
Oh, guys, you can find me at The Ross Kimball on Instagram.
He keeps trying to wrap it up. Oh, no.
Man, I've had a lot of fallen soldiers recently, if you know what I'm saying. A lot of tears shed over in the Porter household.
Oh, no. So many... Kevin Jr.'s loss.
I know. Turn the humidifier on.
I know.
Good to be here. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you, sir. Oh.
No, for real, for real. I miss this dynamic. I miss giggling with you guys. I miss chatting it up and chopping it up. I'm a Christmas guy at heart, so it was great watching this. Look at that. You're wearing the Amy and the Michael W. shirt. Caroline, I love that.
The two friends tour.
But we're the three friends.
Now, is that a friend that... Oh, that's a real tour. That's not a t-shirt you made.
No, it's a real no. tour.
Okay.
This is merch.
And it's spectacular.
That's a $45 t-shirt, my friend.
That was part of Kanye's clothing line at one point.
Ooh, yeah, bring up Kanye.
Yeah, I know. What a wild thing. I know. Cut to our episode about Kanye's fucking... dumb gospel album 3 years ago.
It's yeah, being good. Like, we love it.
He's on his own mental health journey.
It was good, though.
3 years ago, no one knew. No one knew. It's Christmas time in the Carmen house.
It sure is. And this is not something I ever thought I'd live to see the day that we would have this much treasure trove to watch and witness. But before we get to that, Ross, I just want to talk to you for a second. And, you know, we're recording this before the, I don't know. I mean, the Christmas season proper, everyone, that's the debate. Don't play Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. Don't do this. Yeah. Don't do that. I'm more of the mindset.
Nerds.
play it before Halloween. Just let it go and let it rip. There's no rules.
July 5th. Yeah. July 5th, I press that play button.
I think July 5th.
Why not?
Is a good line.
Life is brief. It is but a twinkle in someone's eyeballs. That's why they call it the ball, by the way, Kevin. Sorry, another thing you need to know.
Oh, now that makes
sense.
Why
coincidence two of them.
That, it's just a coincidence that the eyeball is shaped like a sphere.
So,
okay.
So when someone says, "You're busting my balls," what they're saying is, "You're making me cry."
Yeah, they're usually grabbing their eye. Like, you're going to give me a black eye for busting my ball.
You're making me bust.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Christmas.
I really had something to say.
We were talking about Christmas. Okay, so this is what happened. I think we can all agree after the pandemic, all rules got thrown out.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I was going to say.
And I do mean
like,
all
we
rules.
We didn't survive these diseases in order to have rules about the music we enjoy or rules about, like, where I should be driving on the road and what traffic lights mean.
And under the influence
life
of what
short.
Substances.
Freedom.
I agree.
I know people started decorating Christmas real early, like right after Halloween. I know people were getting... Like, they weren't even doing Thanksgiving. They were getting their tree. They're putting tinsel up.
Oh,
Christmas
they were going
music was playing. Christmas movies were playing. I think because of that, people have just, their traditions have changed. Like, this is what we do now because mm-hmm. of what happened those 2 years. I know for my family, that's what we did. But I've been doing that since high school. People were busting my eyeballs all the time about watching Christmas movies year round. And I would find this is early YouTube. People were ripping movies from like the 80s or like Christmas specials, like Donny Osmond and Marie, those Christmas specials, Andy Williams, all these Christmas specials from the 60s. And that's how I started getting into Christmas year round because I was like, oh, this is awesome. You don't have those variety shows anymore. I think there were glimpses of it, like Martin Short and Maya Rudolph. They had like one, they tried to do it, and like Merry Christmas, they tried to do it, but you don't have that feel anymore. And going back to like no rules, in my house, there's Christmas music playing at people's minds inappropriate times, but I'm playing it year round. And that's why I have the most wonderful pot of the year with Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy. We watch the Christmas movies that no one watches. And I have to do that for research sometimes. I had to watch something called The Three Wise Men and a Baby. It was a Christmas movie take on Three Men and a Baby, and it's bad. And we're not going to do it for the podcast, but I have to have that. In my head. I have a few lines in there in my head now because of that.
You're not going to do it for the podcast, you said?
No, it's not. I'm not. We're not. We can't.
This reminds me of the time I got booked to do a podcast about Hallmark movies, and I watched a whole ass movie. And then at the last minute, the host canceled on me, and we never rescheduled.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're really...
I'm sure they're nice guys. But is it like a popular one? Do they do only Hallmark movies?
Yeah. Like they were on Good Morning America at one point, I think. Yep. But good for them.
Okay. What happens? Hey, life happens. Life rips, as they say.
But I tell you this much. I've never canceled on a guest. I've never said, hey, will you listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman does... bluegrass, and then just kidding, we can't do the show anymore and we're not gonna have a make good date. That's
never
happened.
Yeah, it's odd. No makeup date is odd.
I think go ahead, Caroline.
Well, I'm about to change the direction of the conversation, so if there's something else you want to say, Kevin, you should say it now.
Well, I've spoken my piece. I was going to talk about like my Christmas tradition now is staying put in LA. 4 years in a row I'll be doing it this year. And isn't that interesting? But what were you going to say?
I want to hear more about Kevin. What's that? What do you mean by you're staying? I'm sorry, Caroline, go ahead.
Kevin, home alone with the ornate balls. Another pair of balls. Something to think about.
That is something to think about. Thank you.
And you're not home alone. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I got my little guy.
You got lots of friends. But I was going to say, Ross, so you have yourself been, it sounds like, knees deep in Christmas since you were a teen. And for those who don't know, Ross is very tall. So knees deep is like nose deep for most of us. Okay?
Hmm.
And then you did the podcast and you covered all the movies. Have you come in contact with the Christmas community, like Christmas fans that are a level of Christmas fandom that you're like, whoa, I don't go that far. Like kind of like the Disney adult equivalent of Christmas people.
Whoa, Christmas adults?
Yeah. Like, and like, are you, do you feel like you're one of them or are you like, oof, even I think this is a little too far?
Hmm. Okay, two things. Number one, there is so much hair on that comb. And number two,
guys, I've been stressed.
Caroline's waving around a little comb.
Chunks of hair coming out. I'm sorry about that.
Evidence.
It's the holiday season. It happens.
Gesturing with it.
And number two, I usually run into, and not to, it's not even like a boastful thing. It's more of like, I need to calm down about it. I run into people saying that they're really into Christmas. I am a Christmas person. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Have you seen Beverly Hills Christmas or Mistletoe in Montana? Or have you seen Cupcakes for Santa or Cupcakes for Christmas?
The basics, the easy ones.
Three Cheers for Santa, Santa
Claus.
Not
even deep cuts.
And
have you seen Santa Buddies for real? Have you seen Santa Buddies?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Santa Buddies and then Santa Paws. And they're two, they're...
Santa Paws.
Same world, but different storylines. Anyway, that's
Santa Paws is more
thing.
Gritty. Yeah.
Santa Paws has the crystal magic, and Santa Buddies is more of their helping. It's a whole thing.
Santa Paws has more like of a police brutality allegory in it that gets a little dicey.
There actually is a police officer cop in one of the ones. Tommy Bechtel. We only have Tommy Bechtel on, who you should have on this podcast. He's the one that we bring on just to do all the dog Santa movies. And it is incredible how much he knows about it and just the deep dives. And like, he follows the voice actors like journey, like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they were Buddy. And now they are like, they played an alien on this one, like 4 years later. Anyway, but going back to your original question, Caroline, I have always the interaction of, oh, you like Christmas? Oh, I like Christmas too. Like how I'm the Disney person. I'm the Disney adult in the interaction where I find myself being like, I didn't need to mention that. I don't need to mention that I listen to Christmas music all the time. Or, oh, have you watched the 1966 Andy Williams Christmas special where he messes up his line and actually they left the laughter in and he just kept going and they're like, nope, I just, you know, I like White Christmas or I run into the people that are like, oh, I like, what's it? I want to call it Bad Girls, but what's the Lindsay Lohan movie with the Mean Girls? Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Mean Girls.
Oh, no.
So I've run into people who are like, oh, that's a Christmas movie because the timeline happens in Christmas.
What?
Well,
it's the whole like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or is a movie that like even like if the movie runs a whole year, like a calendar year, so then they touch on Christmas, is that a Christmas movie? And so there's that debate. I don't know.
I think if there is another holiday in the movie and Mean Girls, they do have Halloween. That's no longer.
They have Martin Luther King Jr. Day in Mean Girls. So it's more of an MLK.
An Easter.
Yeah. You don't even go here. Whoa. What? Hold on.
This is one of the fun little internet things that people do now. Like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I think the more recent one with that is people reclaiming Eyes Wide Shut as a Christmas movie. The Cruise Kidman Kubrick movie, because it does take place. The final scene of that movie is definitely Christmassy in nature. Is there a movie that any of us have that maybe is not famously thought of as a Christmas movie that does exist in that sphere for you, either in the way that it makes you feel, is cozy and comfortable? Maybe there is one scene that is Christmassy, so you associate that in your head. Maybe in the way that, like, you know, when Harry Met Sally, maybe that's a New Year's Eve movie because there's a pivotal scene in New Year's Eve. For me, it might be, of course, Little Women, which has a big old Christmas morning set piece in the middle of it. That feels like a Christmas movie to me.
Yeah. For me, it's holiday. It's a different holiday in the title. But for me, a comfort movie that could easily take place in Christmas by changing a few things in the script and the scenery and just adding a few decorations is Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that feels Christmassy. Totally.
They could easily change that into a Christmas movie.
That really does feel like a Christmas movie. My favorite movie is In Bruges with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. And that does take place at Christmas time. And at the end, they are in Bruges in like twinkle light Christmas fairyland. It's very cute.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's About Time? Amy McAdams movie and the Irish guy? Or English
Who's
guy?
Amy McAdams?
Amy McAdams.
Amy McAdams.
Did I say that right?
It's Amy Adams.
You mixed up Amy Adams and Rachel McAdams.
I did.
That makes sense to me.
Can I say something? This is I had a little run in with a Hollywood star who I just mentioned, or you just mentioned, Amy Adams. I was next to her in the frozen seafood section at Trader Joe's.
No way.
Nay, 8 months ago. And I was looking, just, you know, moving my paws through some frozen shrimp. And I look over to the person next to me, and we're in masks. No, maybe this is a year ago. This is closer to a year ago when people are still masked, but it's kind of LA has opened up. And I look over, and you know those eyes. You don't need to know. No, you don't need to see the nose. You don't need to see the face. I look over, and she's wearing a hat, and we make eye contact. And I just say hello, and she goes, hello. And then she picks up her wild-caught salmon, frozen, puts it in her shopping cart, and goes along her way. And I go, that was Amy McAdams. And I'm like, no, that was Amy Adams.
Aren't you so glad you didn't have to say her name to her at that moment?
I love your work, Miss McAdams.
I love your work, Miss McAdams. She's like, oh, thank you very much.
Oi, Tatoy, I give you a blessing of three Blarney stones by the morning. That's awesome.
She's at Trader Joe's. Shocked.
I know you guys are the hosts, but this happens whenever you host a podcast and you're a guest on a podcast, you become the third host. But I have a question for you guys. Sure. What is your go-to Christmas movie? That you can throw it on whenever. You could watch it. You're throwing on laundry, or you're like, I'm just going to sit down with some cocoa and watch it. This is my go-to.
Never had one. Because Christmas up until 2019 was always spent with my family, who does not care about watching anything together. We don't watch anything when we're together. Maybe SNL will be on in the background. No, not really anymore. Our tradition is not communicating well with each other.
What about some childhood? Do you remember some childhood traditions that you guys did? Would you guys open stockings first in the morning?
Of course we would do stockings in the morning, and we would do nativity story on Christmas Eve. And for the siblings, I'm one of three siblings, we would exchange our gifts with each other the night before Christmas.
Okay.
After going to the Christmas Eve service.
Oh, of course. Would it be like 8 o'clock, 8, 10, and midnight?
Yeah. It would be the 2 a.m. service because the others were sold out. It's like when a Marvel movie comes out opening weekend. It's like,
it was very unique. It was in the parking lot, too. The church would be closed, but we would hang out in the parking lot.
And we would just be wired afterwards. It was like, I feel electric right now.
Gonna run through a wall. Caroline, what about you?
Okay, well, I want to have you do a preamble before, and I have a clean comb now with no hair on it.
Nice clean.
Ross, I will tell you the movie, but so that you don't become biased, I want you to do this before I do that. So I want you to kind of personality type people out by the top four, like, most famous Christmas movies. Okay, so, like, for example, if you like Elf, you are this person. If you like blank, you're this person. Okay, so go for it. Might be up there, but it might not be, but we'll do this either way.
Okay.
The assignment is to name the four most popular Christmas movies and then assign personality type
for each four.
I think I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Love Actually? Was that
like astrology for like Christmas movies?
Okay.
You know, like your favorite Christmas movie says this about you.
All right. If your favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story, you are a person that says they like camping, but when they do it, they hate it. You are a person who who, and this is a Christmas story. You are a person who offers. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. All right.
You're a person who offers.
Yeah, you're a person that offers. If it's, okay, It's a Wonderful Life. If your favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life, you are a type of person who is invited to a dinner party and you show up with wine and the host takes it and you say, hey, let's open that up, instead of letting the hosts open it up by themselves.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Wait, it's that vibe.
Can I do one? Can I do one?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, sure. If you're, I have a list in front of me, just so you know. I opened it up on the internet.
That rules. If your favorite Christmas movie is Love Actually, then when it's your anniversary with your partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, you post 3 years with this one as your caption.
Yeah, this human.
You refer to them as this one.
This one. If your favorite Christmas movie is Elf, you consider all of the Avengers movies are cinema in your mind. You don't call them movies. You call them cinema.
Great. Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah.
If your favorite Christmas movie is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, man.
Then you fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
But also, you, yeah, you're cool. You're cool in my book. If your favorite Christmas movie is Bad Santa.
You think,
whose favorite is Bad Santa?
All right, hold on.
If your favorite Christmas movie is
Wait, I want you to
Bad
finish
Santa,
the sentence.
Yeah. Then you died in 2006. You are
if
dead.
If your favorite movie is Bad Santa, you buy knockoff Lululemon pants on Amazon.com. All right.
Okay. Hey, we've all been there.
Okay, so have we done enough for you to be able to answer this? Yesfully.
Well, I think so. Ross, Alone? Did you have one more? Let's do Home Alone and
Kevin hates this. We got to move on.
I don't hate it. I think it's fun.
Kevin is doing that voice he does where he's lying.
That voice he does. When
I love
he's
it.
Lying.
Okay,
Let me just rattle off like the five that you hear most often. Yeah. Okay, like you're in a conversation and you hear this most often. Okay, you hear Home Alone. You hear Elf. You hear White Christmas.
Do White Christmas.
White Christmas is a classic. White Christmas is if your favorite Christmas movie is A White Christmas, you go to Paris for your honeymoon.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense. I don't know.
Wow, Red to Filth.
Okay, if your favorite movie is The Santa Claus featuring Tim Allen,
oh yeah,
we know who you voted for. All right, that's it.
If your favorite movie was the Tim Allen one, where were you on January 6th? And we look forward to your trial.
Yeah.
I want to know the
just
day
where
before.
Were you in January? Were you traveling? Were you out of town?
Were you on the open road?
Let's
were you on the East
statements.
Coast?
Yeah, let's see those. Let's see that Jan 1 through Jan 12th bank statements.
Check the receipts,
son. You're very active
son.
In a Facebook group. We'll say that.
Okay.
Have you guys heard the whole Gremlins conversation where Gremlins is a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas?
Oh, of course.
But it's not a lot of people realize that because they're not into that genre. Okay,
yeah,
Caroline, tell me.
I don't fuck with Gremlins.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it animated?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was going to be Klaus.
Yeah.
Klaus is great.
Which is unstoppable in our house. We watch it every year. Is it?
You do. Oh, good.
Is it black and white?
No.
Okay. Is
it sepia?
You should know this based off my personality, Ross, of what my favorite movie is.
Bad Santa?
Damn it. Now the FBI is going to be on my ass.
No, based on your personality, it's going to be Elf.
Well, Elf is huge. I obviously love Elf. But what I was first going to say is a Christmas story. But then you reminded me of Muppet Christmas. And I was like, oh, dang. I think Muppet Christmas is my favorite movie. Muppet
so you hate Christmas but love to smash.
That's right. Hey, don't we all?
Wait, what did you say? Oh, the Christmas story person is someone who says they like camping, but then when they get there, they... I went camping this weekend, and boy, did I complain the whole time.
That is so good.
Boy, did I have notes on that experience. But now you read me.
I am wondering what it says about a personality, a person's personality, if their favorite Christmas movie is Christmas with Carmen. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for a Christmas edition of Carmania.
Carmen.
Something I'll never get over is starting a concert by just saying your own name. Paul McCartney plays Dodger
In
Stadium.
His words.
Paul.
Paul.
Is that true? Does he do that?
No, I wish. Oh. But Carmen.
Dua Lipa.
That would be so funny.
From the album Radically Shaved, as I assume his people have to be, okay? Carmen's Christmas. Christmas with Carmen.
Marinara Christmas, everybody.
A gabagool for us all under the mistle freaking toe.
Let's do it. He is on stage. He's ready to rock. And don't worry, it won't be long until he gets to kick Satan's ass.
Satan, eat
my ass.
You
just have to wait through several medleys first.
So that is the thing. There was sort of a waiting for Godot vibe. With Satan being withheld from us for the whole time.
It was all filler.
Until the very end. Of course, it's like, Satan, you could be, I couldn't forget about you, Satan.
My favorite guy. You think I would forget you on Christmas? No.
On this of all holidays, your least favorite Satan's like, well, I don't know. I didn't hear from you. And he's like, Satan, come on. Turn that frown upside down, you little clown. Christmas with Carmen with special guests, Cece and BB Winans and freaking Kim Boyce, who is a singer of note? Question mark. But yes, okay.
Big and Branson. She's actually big and pretty big and Branson. And I only know that because I don't know if you guys ever covered this, but Fire by Night, that TV show in like the late 80s, early 90s.
We covered it with you, King.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
we watched
it. It's been that long. That's another, I'll admit it. It's not a comfort thing, but like if I have nothing to watch, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch. Because it's like a sketch show and whatever. But Kim is on there a lot to the point where I think the host was in love with her. But she was like Miss Florida and she did like Miss America. And then she married like this dude who was a total hunk, but has a lot of plastic surgery now. And now they have a show in Branson, Missouri.
Wow.
Anyway.
And pay attention to that.
What a life.
No. Listeners, if you notice we have a certain guest on over and over again, it may be because one of us is in love with them or both of us.
Got a twinkle
in our freaking eyeballs. The special is set
Not
up.
Not me, though. I wouldn't. I'm happily married.
Oh, gosh. Listen. Again, like we said before, the pandemic.
Over the moon.
There's no rules anymore.
I'm so lucky, so
anymore.
Happy.
Rules, baby.
There's no, it's just a free for all.
No rules. That's what Nate and I always say, you know, when we're making love, you know, that's sort of the way we kick it off. We go 1, 2, 3. No rules.
And then do your secret handshake. And no rules wasn't Caroline and Nate's wedding vows. That's kind of no rules. I do. Let's go.
I just imagine Nate being a very good lover, but also very like silly and goofy. Like he giggles.
Okay. We got to move on. It's time to move on. Oh, bazinga.
He's all business.
The special is set up in the following ways. Mm-hmm. There is a sort of carpeted Christmas area upon which Carmen sings Christmas songs. He does do a medley and sort of character voices of all the standards we know. There are pre-tapes of him in his kind of folklore era just singing to the snow. And to the trees in a forest. And then there's
wandering
clips
the
from
woods.
Just wander, just a man of the woods, Timberlake style. And then there are clips of him from a unrelated to Christmas concert that he just wanted to put in, doing some songs, doing a little conversation with Satan, and at one point doing stand-up and getting in his parody song Weird Al Bag, which I'd never seen before, and was revelatory to me. So,
that was wild. I don't want to get caught up in the technicalities, but we can't forget that there was also a fireside chat moment.
There was. Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of cutaways. So I watch a lot of Christmas specials, and this was not even close to a Christmas special because there was no through line. It was, like I said before we got it going, it was like special. It was like the best of. Yeah. And it was like, hey, look what I can do. Look what I can do. All those concert footage, it was like four different concerts.
It was kind of Carmen's real
footage.
You know, it was kind of like, hey, I need to sell myself out there and really.
I wonder how this is packaged because this had to have been like a VHS or this was shown on TBN. Like, how was this even packaged? Is this at the height of his?
Someone needs to figure this out. I mean, it's from 1989. That's all I know. Someone needs to help us. I could not find any background information about it.
Same.
It did exist on compact disc. At one point, you cannot stream it anywhere. I don't know if it was just straight up the special and album form. I don't know the specs of it. But I just know
maybe it was the dude. Maybe it was the dude who uploaded it. Maybe he just created the special, but it was just clips that he found on the internet. And he just put it together. He mushed it.
Yeah, and then he got like some deep fakes for Carmen to do his little intros and whatnot. It is disturbing. Yeah. What is the fireside chats are very funny. It is him in front of a bunch of little stockings on the wall, just talking about here. Let me see if I can play one of these clips for y'all.
The Lord, come now, though your sin be as scarlet, though it be red as crimson. I will make it as white as snow. I don't care how far away from God you may feel like you have slipped. I don't care how far away from the presence of the Lord you might feel right now. There's an old song that says there's room at the cross for you. The meaning of Christmas is explained throughout the scriptures. Let me read a brief passage of scripture to you here out of the book of Matthew concerning the Christmas story. For wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. They saw the star. They wanted to know, where is he who was born king of the Jews?
Yeah.
But they came to Herod first.
Uh-huh.
You see, just the star alone.
Get to, are you to reading this, or are you just telling us this?
To the one who would destroy Jesus. We must not only look to the creation to see that God
you
is,
memorized
but we
this.
Must sincerely look to the Creator. Astrology looks to the creation. But as Christians,
this is not in the Bible. Are you, so hold on, are you reading this right now, or are you memorized?
Stars, the bright and
new
the morning star.
Translation.
Let me read this passage of scripture.
All right. So,
final. Thank you. Let's get to it. Didn't he, in one of the fireside chats, didn't he say, this is why 50% of our teenagers are addicted to marijuana,
abusing drugs.
Mm-hmm. And one, that can't be real.
50%?
Abusing.
50%? Well, I think for Carmen, like, any use is abusing, you know?
And also, what is a drug to him?
Caffeine.
Excedrin.
You know, we were mentioning it just now, but I was shocked for someone like Carmen to be so brave to do this much reading on camera.
How do you mean? What are you getting at?
He really went for it and cracked open that book, and he said, I'm going to show him. I'm no Leah Michelle. I can do this.
But so he must know that book by, like, the back of his freaking hairy Italian hand.
He's practiced, for sure. That was my favorite part, is every time he brought, like, a guest singer on, he would introduce them, stop them, open up his Bible, look at it, and force them to listen to him read the Bible out loud until he was done, and then they could sing.
It's a great power move. Is there remnants, or is there rumblings of him not being able to read, or is that a little gag?
That's just an assumption I made.
We're going to start the rumor posthumously that Carmen was illiterate.
And it is fun that he thinks that we forget that he's Italian, and so he has to remind us every 20 minutes.
You guys may not know this.
By the way.
And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings.
It looks like he's showing his mom,
which will be
that's what he learned.
She's like, very good.
Kind of capsulizes it. Says,
he's reading the NIV, the New Italian Version.
Okay.
He's born this day in the city of David, a mighty savior.
I didn't realize how much mugging he did in straight up live performance. We've talked so much about the kind of more extravagant things. We talked about Satan Eat My Butt last time we talked about him on the show. We talked about the big, lavish kind of Vegas core productions. But him just seen on stage is just, man, it's like a cabinet of a coffee addict. So much mugs. So much mugging, you know? Okay? It's all over the place.
Like Luke's Diner over there. He's always in character usually. So to see him just be himself, it's like, but he is also being Elvis, 100%.
He is very much so wanting to be Elvis. I think he's uncomfortable being Carmen Ligliotto or whatever his last name is.
Right.
I think he's very uncomfortable. And he is very comfortable putting that mask on. Like we said, mm-hmm. when he played that little devil's general, he got lost in it.
Yeah.
He got lost in it.
He got lost. There's a sketch near the end where he is having a full-on conversation with Satan about, like, hey, Satan, I'm like serving in your army and things are going well because humans are sucking and fucking out there, whatever they're doing.
It was like a screw tape letters kind of thing, you know, like the demon reporting to Satan all their victories of, you know, people are not going to church. There's abortion clinics. People are into New Age and Zen was one of the problems.
What was it? 48 million people believe in astrology.
But it is written, resist the devil and he must flee.
Obviously, the
enemy is taking the battle more seriously than we are.
This is very dangerous, sir. Especially for me.
It's time to launch my final, most vicious attack.
What's that?
I'll remind the saints of their past.
Their past?
They were liars, cheaters, manipulators, and mooters.
Yeah, so like Caroline said, it's sort of a satirical take of like, oh, let's embody the enemy's side to prove a point about Christianity or illustrate a greater truth. And it's the fact that they can be defeated with the power of Christ. Now, the friend of mine that I did watch this special with said that she wanted it to turn into a duet between Carmen and Satan.
That's it's like funny.
Carmen sings a verse. And then
don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
My heart. Do my bidding. If you do my bidding.
It's not far off. It is not far off. I mean, I was like, also when he did that whole sequence, I was like, this is the most energy he's had all night. Where was this guy in the fireside? Where was he when the Winans were on stage? Like, it was low E until this moment. And it's like, Carmen, stick to the hits. Like, know what you're good at. Just do Satan stuff, yeah. Obviously. I think he found that sweet spot later, but I was like, you need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just the energy was all over the place because it was 8 different concerts. And the one that has the main one where it's like the fire going and that big window with the shade and the staircase coming down with BB and CC.
The stage.
And, yeah, the stage thing.
When they have every single light on in the building.
That's so funny. They should have just built. Yeah, there was no lighting. Like the just like the fluorescent lights were on.
Yeah.
They should have just built like a stage where like a cabin or like put some big chairs on there. Yeah. So that way people like it feels like cozy. Like Carmen's Christmas, coming home for Christmas, and have your family. Have your big nose brother
honey,
come.
Honey, I'm home.
Have your bully brother come laugh at you the whole time while you do your special.
Hey, what are you talking about? I love Christmas. Say, hey, ravioli the reindeer, huh?
I was shocked at this. I was shocked at Carmen kind of got his riff on at one point in the special, and he was talking about. He was basically doing Billy Crystal's 500 Sundays. Like, my brother, don't even get me started on my brother. And did a few, like, little parody tunes.
I kind of loved it when he was talking about his brother.
I have,
yeah, his family bits.
An uncle, Mario. My grandfather was Mario.
This is funny.
My brother, he's kind of a rough, tough, East Coast type of a guy. You know, kind of like the type of look at you and say, what are you looking at? You know? That's how I grew up. I grew up as Mario Licodello's
is that true?
Little brother.
Someone yells that. Is that true?
My last name is Licodello.
Is that
actually
true?
It's Carmen Licodello. Actually, it's Carmen Dominic Licodello. Actually, okay. It's Carmelo Dominic Licciardello.
Got it.
But my brother was always bigger than me and older than me. And the thing about having a little brother is that someone to torment, someone to do terrible things to.
This one time, he took an Italian sausage, and he...
You know, true story. I did this monologue for my audition at Juilliard. He does do parody songs.
I mean, it was like the most vulnerable I'd ever seen him, you know? And it was like, it was crazy actually to imagine Carmen like being somebody's little brother that you like push around.
Yeah, I don't see that. Did you see, I looked up just what he's been up to and... Not a lot,
not much.
But I looked up this movie.
What Carmen's been up to?
I think he's been resting.
What he's been down to?
I slipped up. He's in a movie called The Champion, and he got ripped. He plays a boxer. He got jacked. Also, I typed this is in my Google search for my life now. I typed in Carmen shirtless. Just because I was like, this guy's got to have a hairy chest.
Sure.
And he does. Wee-wee. He does have a hairy chest.
The police are outside your door, Russ.
Carmen thirst is illegal. The whole Midwest would have gone to jail in the 80s.
It's sort of a preemptive, like, oh, we can tell you're going to hurt people when you do that. It's like a Minority Report precog situation.
Pre-Carmen crime.
Someone Googles that.
Oh, my gosh.
They swoop in and take care of that right away.
Oh, man.
Heads.
Wait, now I'm looking up Carmen shirtless.
He's jacked. His pecs are huge.
Dang.
Yep.
He got juice. My God.
Yeah.
From something I've been dreaming.
He kills during this song.
Oh, crushes.
Losing it.
Smiling face.
He's a handsome guy. You can't say he's not. He's a good-looking dude. You don't think he is? You don't think he's a handsome dude?
Oh, no, he is.
Okay,
he is.
But look at the woman right here would do anything for this person. And right. This dude next to this woman
right
sees right through Carmen. He sees right through what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're doing. Yeah. I know what
jealous.
You're doing.
I agree with that. Yeah, we're looking at a little reaction shot.
There was a moment in back to like the brightest lit stage in the world where he's like was doing a little like, I don't know, like a riff or something. Or he like looked out at the audience like, you know me, Carmen. And they cut to like a few women just being like, you know, like losing it. And I was like, are they like actually trying to play up the fact that they're all very hot for Carmen right now in this Christian special? Carmen, dirty dog.
When he changed the lyrics to jangle bells, when he talked about the mall, he's like, I went to the mall, everyone lost their mind.
Yeah, I have to play that because this was the most confounding thing I've seen in anything in a long time, which is...
Never heard a pop
that's not what
hard.
Christmas is really like to the real live person.
Real life.
This is for the world. And I hope they broadcast this all over the world. This is the way Christmas is really like in America.
They broadcast this all over the world.
You know, jingle bells, I change the words.
Oh, you sneaky dog.
Dashing through the mall.
Screaming!
Let me finish. There's more. Two bags under
I've been doing comedy for over a decade. I've never heard a pop that big. Never
that
heard
was
a pop
that big.
The first
line of the song.
Dashing. But this is the height of the mall culture. People get dropped off.
It was like
off.
The Beatles came on stage. Yeah, mall culture.
Caroline
no was talking about malls like he was.
Caroline, in 1989, malls were the Beatles, essentially.
True.
The Mall of America was Jesus. John and George combined.
Mall mania. Yeah.
You can't this even like, fathom it.
This is like if you go to a comedy show and someone says TikTok, this is the pop you get now.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's the pop now?
That kind of reference.
Oh, yeah. No. No, no one laughs at anything anymore.
TikTok's a little mind bomb. Oh, no, that's sad, too.
There's nothing we haven't heard.
So his special guest, he does do duets with both BB and CeCe individually, and then he lets them sing a little song themselves. I did not mind his duets with BB in particular. I like that
Same.
One. I thought
Same.
It sounded
it great.
Pretty good. Where is he? The We Three Kings kind of riff. I thought they sounded pretty good.
Traveling long, we've been traveling we long. Must carry on. We must carry on. Hoping, searching for our King has come.
They're losing it again. They're losing
that dude
it as
is
a ticked. Crowd.
I love it.
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Wow.
He BB has like a Luther Vandross feel to it.
Oh, of course.
Like
yeah.
He they're great. I always forget how good they are. And even Kim Boyce, she was great too. But have the whole see how that special, like the red carpet, everything, like have the whole special there. I wonder if that was a church or was that TBN?
It feels very TBN.
Soundstage. Yeah.
At least that's how I read it.
Also, use the staircase. That was Chekhov's staircase. Come on down. Like, sing a song down the staircase. I was waiting for it.
Let's get some dancers. Let's get some showgirls.
Something.
Get
penguins.
Freaking Rockettes. Get some penguins. Get Mr. Popper in there and all his little
some
penguins.
Some Carmets.
I think.
Get some Carmets up there. Carmets.
We're all collectively grieving and mourning the lack of narrative in this thing. What's the through line? Is Carmen trying to get home for a big Italian Christmas feast and he's like stuck and he needs some help? Is he trying to find the perfect present to give God underneath the tree? Like, where is the, what does he want? What does he need? This is just a little Vegas review. I want Carmen to want something other than Satan. Like, make Satan a character. Make him, you know, make it like a buddy comedy thing.
Yeah.
Or
Satan's trying to sabotage the show the whole time.
I'm gonna get you. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That would be great. Carmen's singing and the mic goes out and he has to have everyone help that situation, or have him be like at the table with his family and they're out of rolls and he has to run to the store, and then he runs into a little kid that needs to buy shoes, some Christmas shoes. Oh, I thought you said
he ran over a little kid.
No, then you have that. And then you have a situation where, what do I do? It's the Christmas dilemma.
Or he runs into Satan in the produce section and it's awkward because they haven't talked since, you know, they've been on no contact for a while.
Carmen, get the butter lettuce.
No, Satan.
You always do this thing with the butter lettuce. I'm not going to get it.
Use the Roma tomatoes for the sauce.
They have so much history, these two.
I just...
Kiss me.
Hey, what? Hey, what's going on here?
There's also, of course, he does this before Satan time, which I thought was an interesting choice because this is not normally where it goes, but he does an altar call.
He does fireside chat that we were playing, right?
And to do his altar call, of course, he's going to bust out the book. Dangerous. He's going to do some reading.
Where is this coming from? That Carmen is a little...
I love that you get nervous whenever he brings the book out. You're like, oh boy, there better not be words in there. You better not in there, buddy.
I hope it's New Testament for his sake. But
oh no, the Bible's pages are stuck together with marinara sauce.
Dear Lord. You're gonna have to take my word for it. I memorized the page. Let me tell you what's on the page.
He knows the shapes. He starts to, he's going to like, I'm going to take him home. I'm going to take him to Jesus. And what he reads is the nativity story. And you guys, you two were Christians for a while. Has anyone ever been saved from the nativity story?
I saved seventeen souls.
I'm talking about the wise.
By saying the ox and lamb kept time. They're like, I'm in. I got to go to heaven. Although the ox and lamb kept time isn't in the nativity story. I guess that's in an adaptation.
Hold on. So three guys walk through the sand to see a baby? Okay.
Wait a second.
All right. I'm in.
You're telling me an innkeeper said no?
Hold on now. Hold on. Let me get this straight here. So you're telling me that a baby's fresh skin... Fresh baby skin was on hay? They put the baby on the hay?
Now that's...
You're telling me that God would crap his tiny little pants for me?
He crapped them for
you. For little old me, a fisherman? Hold on here.
For me, a fisherman deep inland?
Wait a second. I'm working 6 hours a day. My freaking son wants to tickle me Elmo. And you're telling me that this baby will grow up to be a man? Hold on, he was a carpenter? Wait a second.
Oh, speaking of, I got very uncomfortable with how often Carmen was saying King of the Jews throughout this whole special. Like, where's the... And they kept saying, where's the King of the Jews? I'm like, whoa.
I'm
down there.
Googling Carmen
Zionist. Shirtless. I already did it, Kevin. Here, I'll send you the picture.
Okay. Yeah, we got that for you, Kev. No problem.
I already did it. I'll
got
send
that
covered.
Yeah, you know, it's something worth, I don't know. He leans into his own heritage a lot.
I have a question. How many, because he has a great voice, we can't deny it, and he loves to sing, and he is a crooner.
Yeah, you
and
can't
crooners
deny it.
Crooners love Christmas songs and Christmas albums, and he can rake up the money with the Christmas. I wonder how many albums he did for just Christmas. I'm just seeing one.
Oh, I mean,
is this true?
It might be one or two. It might be
Christmas
one
with Carmen.
But honestly, there wasn't that much.
Holy cow!
When
look
there
how
was
smug
cash to be grabbed. Yeah. He didn't do Christmas. He did kids.
This is 1986. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a kids song. okay. I'm trying to look at this smug. There's like, no, he's not wearing a hat. It's like him in a white collared shirt, just staring down the barrel. Come on, man. Lighten up.
That's all you need.
I guess.
Locked and loaded in those eyes.
I do want to play some of the
oh, please.
What is it? Wait, is it maybe BB and CC's little duet? But the kind of build up to it was very perplexing to me in terms of like their performance of relationship with Carmen.
I think Kim and I would agree that if BB and CC got out of here without singing a song all by themselves, I mean, we'd be real, real upset.
We'd be real shit.
No, you would. Yes, we would.
Come on. No, you wouldn't.
There are times, just last night we're listening to the tape,
yes,
going over it, and I was saying, listen to BB's background vocals. Mm-hmm. And I said, if there's anybody in the whole world I could sing like, it'd be CC. And no, I mean, they're so
gifted. That's a good joke.
So gifted.
That's a good
joke. The
Lord
has blessed their lives tremendously. And from way back years and years ago when BB was just a little boy. Well, he wasn't ever really little. But he was
Carmen.
A boy back then. You know, the Bible says that Jesus said that he comes to give us life and that more
read it.
Abundantly.
Read it.
And that's something
read
that we
it.
Can celebrate. Amen?
Let's
we can get excited
it.
About the new life that we have in Jesus. And
yes.
If I remember correctly, I believe that you guys have a song called Celebrate New Life. Amen?
Amen. I think we do.
Could you remember the words? You all remember the words and all that stuff?
Yeah, I know that.
We don't have to rehearse that.
Can you pause it?
I know you.
Kevin,
I know you.
Do you think this is a setup? Are they really good actors? Or do you think it Carmen has sprung this on them?
He has not sprung it on They show up, they're like, oh shit, I have to sing now?
They're like,
I guess I know the words. And they just.
Oh gosh, I know. I mean,
they can sing. They sing.
Of course, they're little legends.
They rip.
Yeah,
they're great.
We talked about them a few years ago, of course, in the wine and
I was impressed that Carmen even let them come on stage because they're kind of singing circles around him. But to his credit, he stayed in his lane. He let them shine, and he gave them an extra song. He didn't even give Kim that.
Yeah,
he let them have an extra song, which was so nice of him.
I felt like he was doing well with CeCe, but when with the BB, he was just trying to keep up. You could tell he was like, oh, I gotta bring my A game, and my A game isn't even meddling in this
that's
race.
Like his D game,
and that's why I wonder. Yeah. Maybe Carmen functions best as a lone wolf, as we see in
the snow.
Of him.
He just had someone bring out like a flashlight.
Just mournfully.
Camcorder.
Yeah, he looks sick.
It looks desolate as hell.
When's
it
gonna
it looks
be
like Fargo
Christmas
out there.
Me.
It looks awful.
He's kneeling down. Just,
hey guys, I'm running like 102 fever. Maybe we shouldn't do it tonight. No, we're getting out here.
That it hides the world scars.
No, for real. Like I just threw up a bunch of manicotti. I can't do it.
They say when a man turns from sin to the Lord, that forgiveness like snow.
That's beautiful.
He's
see,
in
this
a
is
snow
what the special
globe.
Should be.
This is
what the special should be. We need him in different locations, interacting with kids, with homeless people he's passing, throwing them coins. We need this.
We need Carmen out in the real world.
Yeah.
He doesn't interact with, like, have him interact with people. I think people at this time put him up at a pedestal. Get him out there eating food off the floor.
Pedestal?
Oh, yeah.
Pedestal. Oh, wow. We have a foot shot?
Gee.
Caroline has changed her Zoom background.
Look at,
to one
look at
Carmen.
All those Sharpies.
Carmen is on his laptop in a
normally
vest.
That's for his coloring station.
A t-shirt and his little
not a lot of word and coloring books. That's the favorite books I like.
We have
the Lord's gym.
We have on the right hand side of the frame a righteous invasion of toes. We have a riot, which is Carmen barefoot.
It's t-shirt, vest, jeans, Nothing on the piggies.
Well, we would call Kevin circa 2008.
It was later than that, my friend.
It was 2009 and 10. Fuck. It was 2011.
When did I meet you? 2013?
Wait, is that what I looked like in 2013? Oh,
damn it. Like a magician on vacation?
Yeah. Like fucking
except Kevin would have socks on at the beach.
David Copperfield on Island Time. Oh, my Lord.
Pick a card. I don't care. I'm drinking a Mai Tai.
This is what came up when I Googled Carmen shirtless.
Anything else we want to talk about for this special?
Oh, I think.
Before we rate it. And rank
I just wish it was more Christmas. I wish we had a Santa aspect to it. If on Most Wonderful Pot of the Year, we rate it out of 8 reindeer, and a lot of the aspects have to do with magic and Christmas, and a lot of Christmas movies, Santa is like the god figure. And I wish they kind of did that with here. There was no nativity scene. If I would love to have seen him be looking like Joseph, dress up like Joseph. Have that song. Mary, Did You Know? Was Mary, Did You Know around this time? I don't know. Mark Lowry was doing a lot of open mics maybe at this time. Who knows?
I think Mary, Did You Know comes later chronologically. Later. But I think Mark and Carmen might have a lot to talk about music-wise. I think they could swap road stories.
They're the righteous owls of the Christian music world.
They kind of are.
Yeah,
all right.
I got nothing else. I appreciate you letting me watch this, though. It's been a while since I've
It was a tough decision to make to allow you to watch it, but I'm glad we decided yes as well.
Thank you for allowing me to watch it.
So let's do it. You know how it works. We're going to give it a little holiday toast, a holiday roast over the open fire or a space between. Toast is the thumbs up. Roasting on an open fire is... And again, this is confusing because as we know, Carmen's one true long-term relationship love is Satan. So is roasting good or bad? We have to confront this every time. Because what does Carmen want and what do we think? So that's something to think about as you give your rating. And you can also put in purgatory, which is...
The space between.
Caroline, we'll start with you.
I think that this was obviously not his best effort, but there were a couple shining moments for me. One was him talking about his Italian family tree. The other, of course, was him playing a demon, which we don't often see him do, talking to his Lord Satan. And he gets to say all the hateful shit that we love and know him for in that moment. So I would, for that reason, I'd give it 6 out of 8 reindeers and, of course, a holy roast so that he and Satan could spend the holidays together. That'd be so sad that they wouldn't get to be for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're gonna have like a little movie marathon together on the couch. And Satan's going to be like, guess what? I burned the popcorn again. And Carmen's going to be
sorry.
Like, Satan, come on.
And then Carmen will be like, I knew you would. That's why I already made some. And they're like, oh.
Ha, 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 ha. You're my best friend.
You're mine.
Cut it out. Just eat the cannoli. Let's have a good time.
Just eat a fucking Christmas cannoli. We turn it to rock.
Can you pause the movie? I have to go to the bathroom. Let me think.
Satan's just like me.
This is tough. This is tough. I enjoyed some of the moments, and the moments that I enjoyed were true to a Christmas special, him outside in the snow, having those B-roll shots of slow motion snow in 480p falling from the sky. Needed all of that. I wish the special happened at the place the whole time, like the well-lit Christmas tree, roaring fire. It should have stayed there. That's where everything should have happened. Stories, and then you can have some outside stories. Giving it 3 out of 8 reindeer, and I'm giving it a roast. And yeah, they're going to have a good time, but they need to spend the holidays together.
They need to regroup for next year's special and be like, we got to do better.
I mean, if hire a new editor so we can get a through line through this thing.
Yeah.
Like Satan roasting on an open fire was right there.
Satan roasting on an open fire. But that would that make sense? Because he lives in fire. Oh, who knows? Oh, who cares? Okay.
So would the fire come? Again, this is things for them to work out.
This is tough.
We got to leave it to the professional.
It's not our responsibility. Obviously, I'm going to give it a roast because I have compassion and love in my heart for Mr. Carman. Listen, the blueprint for me for any holiday special is not the old Christmas ones or the Bing Crosby stuff. It is the Paul Lynde Halloween special. Obviously, Ross, you know what I'm talking about. Caroline, you know what I'm talking about too. You've watched it.
That was the one. That was like the first thing we connected on when you brought it up. And I was like, I've seen it. You go, wait, you've seen it? Oh, yeah. I watch it every year. Thing.
Paul Lynde, the former center square of Hollywood Squares and Uncle Arthur on Bewitched, did a Halloween special many, many years ago, probably 50 years ago at this point or around that. With special guest stars Florence Henderson, Betty White, Kiss, Margaret Hamilton, amongst many others. But there was a story, there was a narrative, there was a through line.
Yes.
He was trying to get out of the mansion and the witches wanted something from him. With Carmen, who is no stranger to witches and all their invitations, there was no such through line. And Carmen, we need that from you. We need story. You're one of our greatest showmen and one of our greatest storytellers. So next time, Carmen, wherever you are, give us what we're looking for in the form of maybe the greatest weapon we have in our culture, which is the power of story.
Mm. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, it's time for the lift up part. You know how this works, Ross. We're dimming the lights. We're lighting the candles in here. On other shows, you may promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord. We start as per usual with Caroline.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. Christmas Caroline here. You can follow me at Caroline's Farts. And I'm going to lift up a book that I read. Pause for applause. Thank you. Called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. If you're a fan of Hunter Harris, you've probably seen her lift it up herself. Great little novel. I'd highly recommend it. If you're looking for a good read this holiday, very sweet story about friends who meet as children and grow up and make and design video games together. But it's so much more than that.
Wow.
Cool. So it's like nerd shit?
Yeah, it's like nerd lit.
Nerd lit. That sounds like, man, everyone on my timeline's got a little picture of that book right now. It seems to be very popular in a certain circle.
Yeah, it's like sweeping the nation. Can confirm. It's a good book.
Okay, I'm going to learn to read. Thank you, Caroline. We turn it to Ross.
Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. Well, I hope this upcoming year is everything that you want. I'd like to lift up something that I've been listening to recently. I don't know if anyone is familiar with podcasts. But there is one by a person called Michael Theo. I don't know if you're familiar with Love on the Love on the Spectrum, the first season that happened in Australia. Michael, who was pretty much the breakout star on that. He has a podcast called Mr. A Plus.
Oh, yes.
And he talks to everyone. He just had one of the Wiggles on. He talks to a lot of people. I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Theo.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I watched that first season. I thought he was so nice.
So he has a podcast, and I listen to that, and I really enjoy it. And, you know, not to plug myself, but I was just on it, and it should be coming out in a week or so. So it's very cool. Also, I've been watching a thing on Netflix. I know we're only supposed to do one, but I'll do two. There's a documentary called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? About a kid in the 90s. There was a commercial. Pepsi had this program where if you bought Pepsi, you got points. And then you have a catalog and you buy shirts and jackets and hats and sunglasses. But at the end of the commercial, it had a Harrier jet, like a jet land in front of the school, and it said Harrier jet, 70 million points, or 7 million points, or whatever, how many points. It was just unattainable. But this guy got that many points, and he sued Pepsi because he's like, I got these points, give me my jet. And they're like, it was a joke. And he was like, you didn't say it was a joke. It's a very interesting documentary.
Yes.
It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
That's
on Netflix. Fun. Yeah. And you can find me at The Ross Kimball on Instagram.
The Ross.
So thank you.
Hey,
yeah,
thank
I changed
you.
It. Yeah. It was Me Ross Kimball for a long time, but I just want to make it clean. Yeah. That's all.
It's cleaner.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. For sure. It's a lot cleaner.
You added the it's cleaner, which is not usually how it goes. Thank you, Ross. You
Man,
can
it would have been
up.
Great if that was the line. If it was always Facebook, and they're like, it should be
add,
Facebook.
Add a the. Yeah. It's better. Woo. All right. Thank you, Rossifer. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. I'm going to do a lift up that's like, I'm afraid I'm going to lift this up and then find out that this is like a signifier of me being a D-bag. But I'll let you, the listener, judge me in hell. The album is called Being Funny in a Foreign Language. The band is the 1975. And let's just say, out of the two albums he produced this October, it's Jack Antonoff's better album between those two. It's a band that's like kind of insufferable and obnoxious in parts. The 1975, Matt Healy is so extra. But the sound and the songs on this one, do it. They're doing it for me. They're good. They're fun songs to dance to, and maybe fun songs to kiss to as well, if you should so desire. So that is Being Funny in a Dip. Caroline's out. Should we revisit that topic? kissing stuff. So yeah, 1975. I see Matt Healy really going through it and being like drunk or eating raw meat on TikTok, and I do get worried about it. He'll eat raw meat during one of their songs that they perform live. He's a very weird man. I don't know what he's doing.
Not good.
But I'm intrigued. Okay.
It's like you already have everybody's attention.
Right, you're up there on stage. All the lights are on you.
I know. Eating raw meat is what you do if you're not the lead singer of a pretty successful band.
The bass player did that. I'd be like, that makes sense.
It's a cry for help. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun, and leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. Ross, thank you so much for joining us on the show, sir.
Thank you, Ross.
Thanks for having me. It was always a pleasure, always a great time. I love laughing with you guys, so it's always a blast.
Hey,
I really appreciate it.
Here comes Christmas for us. You're the perfect gift, and there's nothing
Amen.
Left to say.
Yeah. Well, there is one more thing to say. Please listen to the most wonderful pod of the year right now. It only comes out 2 months out of the year, and it's a good season this year with
yes.
Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie and I.
I love
We have some
Jackie.
Great guests, and we laugh a lot, and we talk about the movies that no one watches. So enjoy. I didn't mean to interrupt, Kevin. We'll let you...
No. I'll get back into it. Okay. There's nothing left to say except for
okay.
I love you, Emma.
I love you, Emma.
Amen. I love you, Emma.
Amen.
Okay,
Who
gang.
Is Emma?
What is she's our producer, my friend.
Oh, Emma, we love you, Emma.
The great the Emma
podcast
Erdbrink.
Elf.
Yeah, our little helper in the Pro Tools workshop. What is the Carmen song that we should go out on? What would Should it be the Satan song?
Should yeah, it be? Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the, yeah.
That's what he would want.
Yeah. Didn't they have a revival?
Yeah.
Like they had like a revival part to it.
True story. The friend I was watching with this last night said during the song, what is revival? I don't know what that means. They didn't grow up in the church. And I really struggled to describe it. And we'll see you next week on GCF. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.